service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a surefire savings tip for the next time you have to buy a car. The move? Getting pre-approved for an auto loan from your bank or credit union before you head to the dealership. If your credit score is reasonable, your bank is probably going to pre-approve your loan. And bonus, this puts you in the driver's seat when you're talking about a car loan from the dealership. Car dealers love to try to get you to take a more expensive loan or a longer loan. That makes them more money, you know? But when you walk in with a pre-approved loan, they will usually work to offer you an even better rate than the bank. That's what happened to me. And my car, which I am paying off at a bragworthy 2.4% interest rate, is proof that this approach works. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Rafter fans, welcome in to a Sunday matinee here at Moonlight Graham Field. Mac 1 Wisconsin, home of the Lakeshore Chinooks. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters are on the road for Game 7 of the 2024 Northwoods League season, and it's their third road contest of the year. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters here on WFHR, bringing you the second of five straight on the road for the Rafters that began last night at Athletic Park up in Wausau, home of the Woodchucks. 27 combined runs between the Chucks and the Rafters last night. Unfortunately, Wisconsin Rapids falling by 7, a football score put up with the Woodchucks beating the Rafters by a touchdown last night, 17-10. Wausau having 20 hits, leaving 12 out on the base paths for the Rafters, 12 hits for their 10 runs, leaving 7 out as well. Each team committing an error last night, and for Wisconsin Rapids, allowing 4 homers to Wausau in that defeat. The Woodchucks had at least 3 innings of 4 runs or more back in the first, 6th, and 8th. In the 6th, they put up 5, putting up 4 runs in innings number 8 and 1. For the Rafters, they trailed 17-6 entering the ninth, putting up 4, all with 2 down in the frame, highlighted by an Alex Brody 2-run homer, his first of the summer and the third hit in a Rafter this season. Chinooks getting ready to take the field. Entering today, Lakeshore 4-2, a 7-4 win over the Madison Mallards on the road last night. They look to improve to 5-2 and sit just a couple games out of first place behind the Wausau Woodchucks, who start the season off 6-0. Along with the home run from Brody last night, the offensive highlights for Wisconsin Rapids being from Max McGuire and Grayson Schaefer. McGuire making his first start as a Rafter out in right field in the 3-hole. He got on in all 5 plate appearances. He doubled twice, had a single back in the first, and singled in the 9th inning and came in to score one of those 4 runs as well. His only non-hit of the night is when he drew a 4-pitch walk and later came in to score in the 3rd inning. Grayson Schaefer had a good game at the dish as well, reaching in all but one of his plate appearances, started his day with a hit by pitch in the 2nd, having an RBI single in the 3rd, a 2-run single in the 5th, and another 2-run base hit in the 9th. 5 RBIs driven in for the first baseman of the Rafters last night. They're going to look to get back on track here and snap a 2-game losing streak. The Rafters enter today at a 3-3 record. Let's get to the starting lineups first for the Lakeshore Chinooks in the first of 8 meetings between the two teams this year, in the first here at Moonlight Graham Field. Cohen Aiken, the right-hander, will toe the rubber this afternoon for Trevor Cho's Chinooks. Prince Dabosky will lead off in center field. Gabe Rossler will hit second at short. Dominic Kibler, the left-handed hitting catcher, will hit third. Sam Hunt, a switch-hitting DH for the Chinooks, will clean things up. Josh Outlaw will hit fifth out in right field. Andrew Hendrickson will follow him up by hitting sixth and playing first base. The bottom three is as follows for Lakeshore. In the seventh spot and playing third base, that's Billy Scaldeferri. Sean Strittmatter will hit eighth and play second. Jace Fowler will bat ninth out in left field. For your Raptors, out on the mound, and we'll talk about him when we get to the bottom of the first inning, it's the opening day starter Tristan Krusenberry to make his second start of the season 6 days after opening day on Memorial Day. Miles Vandenhoevel will lead off for the seventh straight game for the Raptors and play center field. Trotter Boston did not get the start last night but had a pinch hit appearance and entered the ballgame late. He'll hit second at short. Max McGuire will hit third at first base. Grayson Schaefer, after his impressive game a night ago, will hit cleanup at third. Jake Beauchesne will hit fifth in left field. Alex Brody will hit sixth in right. In the seventh spot is the DH this afternoon. Tyler McClanahan, Bryson Stripling will hit eighth and do the catching. Mason Onati rounding out the Raptor order in the nine hole, playing second base. For Cohen Aiken, the right-hander, has in one game this year for the Chinooks. That was on the 27th of May. On Tuesday against the Kokomo Jackrabbits, it was a 4-3 win for Lakeshore. Aiken going four innings, allowing two hits, no runs, walking one, and punching out seven Jackrabbit hitters, half of what he faced nearly at 15. It's again defensively for Lakeshore as we're ready to rock and roll. Fowler, Dubosky, Outlaw, left center, right. Scaldeferri, Rossler, Strittmatter, and Hendrickson on the infield. Kibler to catch for Aiken. For Miles Vandenhoevel lead off, our uniform matchup before doing so, the Chinooks in there all whites here this afternoon. The Raptors, same uniform combo as yesterday, black slacks and their maroon tops. Vandenhoevel had three hits yesterday in the loss. Got the scoring started for Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the second inning, a two-out, two-run double that got over the glove of the Wausau third baseman, Cooper Vance. He then had an RBI single in the sixth, led off the ninth with the single, and later came in to score. The home plate umpire this afternoon, Anthony Atkinson, he's waiting on something within the city to get going here. First, Jordan Alonzo, I should say. Hudson Boucher down the third baseline. Vandenhoevel, the right-handed hitting center fielder's in the box. And we are underway here from Moonlight Graham Field this afternoon. A first pitch fastball misses upstairs for ball one. Formerly known as Capco Park, the home to the Concordia University Wisconsin Falcons of the NACC Conference at the Division III level. The 1-0 to Vandenhoevel. Fastball right down Broadway taken to even up the count at 1-1. The big CUW letters. Block letters colored in blue, outlined in white right behind home plate. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Vandenhoevel. Breaking ball that misses outside for ball two. A Sunday matinee, as mentioned today, for the Raptors. Stay overnight in Mequon before an evening Monday matchup tomorrow as the 2-1 misses low and inside. Vandenhoevel in the driver's seat here with a 3-1 count. Tomorrow night's game is 6:35, first pitch. Then an off day on Tuesday, 3-1. Another fastball right down the chute to even up the counter, I should say, make it full at 3-2. On deck is Boston McGuire to follow. Trotter Boston mentioned he got a pinch hit appearance yesterday in the Raptors' third loss of the season. The 3-2 to Vandenhoevel. High chop on the ground, left side, that'll get into the third base coach's box. Scaldeferri going to glove it and fire it back to his pitcher. We'll do the 3-2 again. Once the Raptors conclude this five-game and six-day road stand, we'll be back home for three next weekend at Witter Field. The 3-2, that one misses up and in. Vandenhoevel drawing a seven-pitch walk to begin this ballgame. Continuing to find himself on, whether it's having a multi-hit game like he did an evening ago or the handful of walks he's drawn here in the first week of the season. And for Trotter Boston yesterday, came in to hit for the cleanup hitter Tyler McClanahan in the seventh inning, reached on an error, popped it up on the infield, fell right in between the catcher Max Solis Jr. and the relief pitcher Carson Plumador. Later on, Boston grounded out three unassisted in the first. Pickoff move to try and get Vandenhoevel. This one gets away from the first baseman Hendrickson. Miles will take second in the process. That didn't get too far away from the Chinooks' first baseman. Just outside the first base coach's box, occupied by the newest member of the Rafter coaching staff, flew in last night. That's Tom Zaglowski. He's over at first. It's the Rafter hitting coach, Chris Wilsey, per usual, down the third baseline. Coaching staff rounded out with pitching coach Mike Spears and the fourth-year field manager, Kirk Schreider. First pitch to Boston. This is out in the right-handed batter's box. Count begins 1-0 on the Rafter shortstop this afternoon. Beautiful sunny skies here in Mequon. Temperature sitting just above 70 degrees. First of eight matchups between the two teams this season. Right-hander Aiken set first base side of the rubber. It's back at Vandenhoevel. Nobody covering him there. There's the 1-0. Fouled away by Boston to even up the count at 1-1. Despite the Rafters' largest margin of defeat last night, the most runs they've allowed, it was also the most runs they've scored in a game. Prior to that, they had put up an 8 spot on opening day. So their two highest offensive outputs this year coming away from Winter Field. The 1-1. Foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Kibler. Count moves 1-2 on Boston. So as mentioned, tomorrow night again, right here at Moonlight Graham Field. Tuesday, an off day for the team before having back-to-back night road games against the Madison Mallards. Plenty of times those two teams will meet this year. Another long pause for Aiken, the 1-2. Speared on the ground, left side. Glove by the shortstop, Rossler. The only play is to first. He'll fire across to Hendrickson in time. Advancing to third on the throw is Vandenhoevel. That's where he'll stay with one down. A 6-3 put out of Trotter Boston for the first out here in the top half of the first inning.
First baseman, number 28, Max McGuire.
Max McGuire talked about in the brief pregame show his impressive day yesterday, reaching in every plate appearance, 4-for-4 and 5 total, as a chance to drive in the game's first run. First pitch to McGuire, a breaking ball in the inside corner, that's called a strike. Max hit two doubles before hitting a single yesterday, finishing the cycle as a Rafter. Took him until his 6th hit on the team to get a base knock. It's the 0-1 on the ground, right side, a high chop. Stripmotter will field and throw to first. That one's wide. And Vandenhoevel was going to score on the play regardless. Now about this, it kicks all the way to the backstop. Max McGuire is going to get a third on the E4. It's the second error of the inning for Lakeshore. 1-0 Rafters, and what could have been a simple 4-3 putout with an RBI for McGuire. He's now standing on third base, trading spots with Vandenhoevel, with one down in the top half of the first inning. The fans in attendance here at Moonlight Graham Field not pleased with that one at all. It'll be on Stripmotter. And it's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids. It's the cleanup hitting Grayson Schaefer now playing the hot corner today for Wisconsin Rapids after playing first base an evening ago. Aiken's first pitch to him is a breaking ball right down the heart of the plate, and it's called a strike. Good hustle by McGuire. That ball kicked all the way to the deep backstop here at Moonlight Graham Field. The catcher, Kibler, didn't leave his position. It was the first baseman, Hendrickson, running all the way from the first base bag to behind home plate to retrieve that throw. 0-1, breaking ball tapped off Schaefer and foul, so the count moves 0-2. Dubosky, Rossler, Kibler, righty-righty, lefty, square to face off against Tristan Krusenberry in the home half of this inning. O2 the count on Schaefer. It's Jake Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting left fielder, on deck. The 0-2. Breaking ball hit on the ground right side. Once again, will be gloved by the second baseman, Stripmotter. This time, his throw to first is in time to retire Schaefer. McGuire's into score. It's an RBI 4-3 put out for the Rafter first baseman. Wisconsin Rapids leading 2-0 with just one out in the first frame.
The left fielder number 20 is Jake Beauchesne.
Bases are empty for Jake Beauchesne. Moving up in the order, should say moving down three spots, was the two-hitter last night, taking a first-pitch strike for Aiken. Beauchesne, lone time reaching last night, on a four-pitch walk in the fifth. The 0-1 pitch. and on the hands and hit on the ground down the third baseline. That's fair and gets over the glove of Scaldiferri. Rolling all the way in left field corner, Beauchesne will hit the bag at first and get into second standing. It's a two-out double for the Rafter left fielder. They keep on swinging it well here in the top of the first inning. Alex Brody, who went yard to end the ball game last night for Wisconsin Rapids offensively, made it a 17-10 ball game in favor of the Woodchucks. Gets an opportunity here with a runner out in scoring position. Beauchesne, a couple steps off second, bouncing in and out there as the second baseman strip monitor. First pitch from Aiken. Fastball right down the middle. Brody watches it go by for a called strike one. On deck, it's the DH McClanahan, the catcher Stripling to follow. Six batters in for the Rafters and a two-run lead before Tristan Krusenberry even toes the rubber. The 0-1. Swing and miss from Brody, count now nothing and two. Along with his home run yesterday, Brody began his day at the dish, reaching on a six-pitch walk in inning number two and later came in to score. Between his homer and the walk, though, three punch-outs. He caught the previous two games for the Rafters, now back in the outfield where he started the first two games of the season. Comes the 0-2. And in the air, right center field. Outlaw and Dubosky giving chase into the gap. Nobody's going to get it. It's going to one hop out in front of the warning track. Beauchesne in to score. Stand-up RBI double for Alex Brody. Now 3-0 Rafters, two down remaining in the top of the first. Out to a hot start against the right-hander Cohen Aiken. Had mentioned four scoreless frames that he threw back on Tuesday against Kokomo. Has now surrendered three runs here in the first. Prior to the first pitch thrown to the seven-hitter Tyler McClanahan, a mound visit, one of the members of the Lakeshore coaching staff. And the entire Chinook infield. Rafters on the road now and mentioned two more to follow after this road trip in Lakeshore against Madison. But when they're back in town next weekend for two against the Mallards on Friday and Saturday, and then a Sunday matinee at this time next week at Witter Field against the La Crosse Loggers. You're coming in from out of town this summer to watch some Rafter baseball. Look no further for a place to stay than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. They offer a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Bring your family. Obviously, the thing to do this summer in Wisconsin Rapids is make your way out to a Rafter game, but there's so much more to experience. You can have it all by staying at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites. First pitch to McClanahan off the mound visit. He's taken low for ball one. That double in the right center gap from Schaefer is the first hit today for Wisconsin Rapids. Already two errors for the Chinooks in this frame. Rafters have plated three. As mentioned, McClanahan, the cleanup hitter an evening ago, was 0 for 3 prior to being lifted for Trotter Boston. The 1-0 pitch, check swing, fouled back to the screen by McClanahan. Count evens 1-1. One one the count here. A fast start for the Rafters. The 1-1. Swing and a miss by McClanahan. Count moves 1-2. We're in the bottom third of the Rafter order. After Stripling on deck, it's the nine hitter and second baseman Mason Onati. The Alabama State product McClanahan awaits the 1-2 from Aiken. Right-hander peers at second and fires. This one hit foul down the third baseline. McClanahan staying alive to remain 1-2. Aiken, a 6-2 right-hander from Lindsey Wilson College. In his second appearance of this 2024 Northwoods League season. The 4-2 Chinooks, the 3-3 Rafters. Here on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, 3-0 the score. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking ball. Just misses up and out. Good eye by McClanahan to even up the count at 2-2. Now we have two hits, I should say. Got to count the Beauchesne double. Has been changed as well out on the left center field scoreboard here at Moonlight Graham Field. Three runs on two hits for the Rafters thus far. They're looking for more with two down. Aikens 2-2. He got him swinging. Clanahan down on strikes to retire the side. Not before the Rafters send seven to the plate and score three times. Three runs on two hits. Two errors on the defensive end. It's an early lead for Tristan Krusenberry making his way out to the mound for his second start of the season. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here from Mequon. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that!
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The morning show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR locally grown radio.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Leading off the bottom of the first for the Chinooks. Andy Yockum, your voice of the Rafters back here at Moonlight Grand Field, the home of the Lakeshore Chinooks, bottom half of the first inning. It's already 3-0 Rafters if you're just joining us in the first of eight matchups between the Chinooks and the Rafters in this 2024 Northwoods League season. It'll be Prince Dubosky, the right-handed hitting center fielder, to lead off the ballgame offensively for Lakeshore in the box right now against the Rafter right-hander Tristan Krusenberry. Krusenberry with Stripling behind the plate gets the signs. The first pitch of the afternoon from him. Right down the heart of the plate, taken for strike one by Dubosky. Dubosky has played in six games for the Chinooks, 7-for-24, if you're doing the math at home, a 292 hitter. The 0-1 misses down and out for ball one. Getting on base at a 424 clip is Dubosky. Has a couple of multi-hit games. Had one last night in the 7-4 win against Madison. And also against Kokomo back on the 28th. The 1-1. That one misses outside for ball two. Krusenberry got the nod on opening day. Monday the 27th, Memorial Day, 6 days ago. Going 3 2/3, throwing 61 pitches in that 8-7 win against the Dock Spiders. 2-1 to Dubosky. Breaking ball, tapped foul, count moves 2-2. Krusenberry in those 3 2/3 innings allowed two hits on two runs, walked four, and struck out three. In that game, it was the right-handed reliever Pierce Bowles to collect the win, and Max Weitzel snagged his first save. Of three that he's had this year, all three Rafter wins have come by a deficit of just one run. The Ohio Dominican right-hander collecting the final three outs in every ball game. 2-2 the count on Dubosky. Krusenberry set the payoff pitch. This one is hit in the air, right side, foul territory. McGuire giving chase out near the fencing. That'll find the seats. Dubosky's first homer this season came in that multi-hit game against Kokomo on the 28th. He's already driven in 10 runs this year. Has an OPS of 841. Scottsdale Community College, the Chandler, Arizona native, awaits another 2-2 here from Krusenberry. Fastball misses upstairs. He's worked a full count. It's the shortstop, Gabe Rossler, on deck. The catcher, Dominic Kibler, to follow. Raptors sending seven up to the plate in the top half of the inning, scoring three times. The 3-2 from Crusenberry. One hit in the air, left center field. Beauchesne and Vandenhoeven both giving chase in the gap. It's the left fielder, Beauchesne, to corral this one in after it touches the turf here at Moonlight Grand Field. It's a leadoff single for Dubosky. Yeah, an all-turf surface here at Moonlight Grand Field, the home of the Chinooks and the Concordia University Wisconsin Falcons. But an all-dirt mound. Definitely an interesting twist to it, as it'll be Gabe Rossler up now, hitting from the right side. Rossler, a Lakeshore returner from a season ago. Played 38 games for the Chinooks. Division I University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee is where he plays his college ball, and hails from Rockton, Illinois. Crusenberry working first base side of the rubber out of the stretch for the first time today. And his first pitch misses up high to Rossler for ball one. Last season in those 38 games, Rossler, a .313 hitter and 131 at-bats. 8 doubles, 20 RBIs on 41 hits. An OPS of .752. He was a part of the Great Lakes West All-Star team last year. Another pickoff move from Crusenberry to check in on Dubosky. At 22 stolen bases last year and so far this year in the 6 Lakeshore games, he's a .280 hitter, 7 for his first 25. 4 RBIs. Runner takes off on the 1-0 pitch. That one misses for a ball, throw down to second from Stripling, gets by the glove of the second baseman, Onati. Dubosky probably would have beaten that throw down regardless. He stands on second with a 2-0 count here on Rossler. At Dubosky now, his 7th stolen base of the campaign. 2-0, showing bunt as Rossler as this one misses high for ball three. Rossler getting on base at a .367 clip, slugging .280. 3 straight multi-hit games for the shortstop, going 2-for-5 last night. Crusenberry set, bouncing off second to Dubosky, the 3-0, showing bunt as that pitch misses high from Crusenberry for ball four, a 4-pitch walk drawn by Rossler. 2 aboard with nobody out here in the home half of the first. Another Chinook that's played in every game so far this year. It's the left-handed hitting catcher from Kent State University, Dominic Kibler.
The catcher, number 9, Dominic Kibler.
Kibler, 4 for his first 17, a .235 batting average, has a double and 5 RBIs. 1 for 3 last night with an RBI knock against Madison, also drew 2 walks an evening ago. Only 2 games this year he doesn't have a hit, that being against Madison on the 31st and Kokomo on the 28th. Playing further in from the bag is the third baseman, Schaefer. The first pitch to Kibler. On the outside corner, missing low from Crusenberry for ball one. Last night for the Raptors, out on the mound, it went from Zach Voss making his Raptor debut. Alex Honeyman in his second appearance followed him out of the bullpen. Same to be said for Pierce Bowles, another reliever that worked on opening day, talked about earlier this inning. He got the win on Monday. Runner takes off to third, a double steal on the next delivery to Kibler. Stripling will elect to throw to second. Heads-up awareness from the Raptor catcher. Dubosky had third taken. So behind the play, Rossler is thrown out trying to steal second. That's the first out of the inning. First run potentially for Lakeshore standing 90 feet away, but a important first out to get for the Raptor defense. Kibler works here with a 2-0 count. The 2-0 delivery from Crusenberry catches the outside corner for a called strike. On deck, it's the switch hitting DH Sam Hunt. It's the first switch hitting batter the Raptors have seen this season. To follow him, the left-handed hitting right fielder Josh Outlaw. The 1-1. Say the 2-1 is called a strike. Count evens 2-2. Crusenberry to throw his 15th pitch of the inning and of the start right here. Dubosky out on third after a leadoff single. That one just misses. to make it 3-2. Some point we'll look across the Northwoods League like we always love to do on WFHR. A few times a broadcast, we'll update the league scoreboard for the day. The 3-2, that one bounced on the inner half, and Kibler will take his base on six pitches. Second straight walk issued by Krusenberry. All three hitters have reached for the Chinooks in this inning. There is one out, though, for the designated hitter this afternoon, Sam Hunt. The redshirt sophomore from the University of Minnesota. The Minnesota native, one of the catchers on Trevor Cho's roster. This is his third season seeing action in the Northwoods League as the first pitch misses down, kicks away from the catcher Stripling out near the W of the CUW logo behind home plate. Now time called by the home plate umpire, Anthony Atkinson. He'll have a meeting with his crew members here. Once again, Jordan Alfonso's the first base ump. Hudson Boucher, the third base ump here this afternoon. Wondering maybe if this got a piece of Sam Hunt, who's hitting from the left side against Krusenberry. And they're going to say it did. Hunt will take his base, and that'll load the bags. And now Kirk Schreider, the field manager for the Raptors, walking out of his dugout needing an explanation. In this brief intermission as well, the two Chinook runners out on the base paths, DeBosky and Kibler, have gone to their dugout. Hunt as well, looking probably to just get something as a refreshment. Like we mentioned, beautiful Sunday, sunny afternoon. Temperatures gotten up into the mid-70s here in Mequon. A chance of rain tomorrow. That's in the forecast. Early in the afternoon. Hopefully that doesn't impact the start of tomorrow night's game. 6:35 first pitch here at Moonlight Graham Field. Runners back out on the base paths after Kirk Schreider has a quick conversation with the home plate umpire Anthony Atkinson, and we're ready to resume play. It'll be Josh Outlaw now, the left-handed hitting right fielder. Sophomore from Parkland College. A native of Des Plaines out in Illinois, same hometown as Raptor relief pitcher Sam Arnold. Bases full of Chinooks in a 3-0 ball game in the home half of the first inning. Krusenberry's first pitch to Outlaw, hit on the ground right side, gloved by the second baseman Onetti. He'll flip the second one, Boston to first, not in time. A 4-6 fielder's choice. In to score is DeBosky. That's the first run of the afternoon for Lakeshore. 3-1 now with one down in the bottom of the first inning. Let's Hunt out on second. Some good hustle from Outlaw to break up that double play attempt.
Number 11, Billy Scaldiferri.
Here's Scaldiferri. Kibler to third. Got runners on the corners. First pitch, runner takes off to second. That one's called a strike on Scaldiferri. The first baseman Hendrickson on deck had that flipped in our pregame show, so the seven-hitter Scaldiferri moved up one spot in the order prior to first pitch. The 0-1 to the Grand Canyon product misses down and out. Runners on second and third. Opportunity to tie this game here with a potential knock for the right-handed hitting Scaldiferri. A 190 hitter so far this season, takes a 1-1 fastball up and out. From Las Vegas, he's 4 for his first 21. Broke a huge skid last night, though, having a three-hit game against Madison, 3 for 4, a run scored in an RBI. Krusenberry set the 2-1. Fastball just missing low. Worked middle of the zone there, but the count moves 3-1. On deck is the first baseman, Andrew Hendrickson. Sean Strittmatter, the second baseman to follow. The 3-1. This one is popped up in the air. Stays in the field of play, but in foul territory. The catcher, Stripling, ditching the mask in between home and first to make the grab and retire the side. Krusenberry works out of trouble but does surrender a run. First run put up in the ballgame in the bottom of the first. We're through one here at Moonlight Grand Field. 3-1 the score. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You've been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back with you in the top of the second from Moonlight Grand Field, home of the Lakeshore Chinooks. It's a Sunday matinee for the seventh game of your Raptors season. 15th year of Raptor baseball, 31st year of the Northwoods League in 2024.
All right,
three runs in the top of the first for the Raptors, sending seven up to the plate, one in the bottom half of the frame. From the Chinooks, and that's where we stand right now. 8-9-1 to it for the Raptors in this inning against the right-hander Cohen Aiken. It's Bryson Stripling, Mason Onati, and back to the top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel. Righty, lefty, righty for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch from Aiken to Stripling's a fastball taken right down the middle for strike one. Three runs on two hits and no errors for the Raptors. A run on a hit and two first inning errors for Lakeshore is where we stand right now. The 0-1. Another fastball. That's there for a called strike on the inner third. Quickly 0-2 on the Raptor catcher.
We're one strike away from half-price beer, Chinook fans.
First time seeing action for Stripling since the Waterloo series, which he started behind the dish and hit eighth. His fourth start of the season, his non-start behind the plate coming on opening day out of the eight hole as the DH. The 1-2 from Aiken on the outside corner, just missing. The peel down to first from the home plate umpire Anthony Atkinson. Jaden Alfonso says no swing from Stripling. He's worked an even count here at 2-2. As mentioned, Aiken, the right-hander, working in his second outing of the season. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Stripling down on strikes to lead off the frame. Second straight punch out for Aiken in his second of the ball game. Aiken from Lindsey Wilson College. Through 64 and a third innings this past spring. An ERA of 5.04. Over 1,000 pitches thrown in his spring season as the first pitch to Mason Onati is called a strike. 5-5 record this spring for him. The 0-1. Another fastball that Onati will take, and it's called a strike right down the middle. Nothing in two on the Raptors second baseman. Last night, Onati started at short and later moved to second after Trotter Boston entered the ballgame. Reached twice on hit-by-pitch in the second and a 6-4 fielder's choice in the sixth. He scored the lone rafter run in that frame. The 0-2. That one misses out the right-handed batter's box for ball one here in this plate appearance. On deck, it's Miles Vandenhoevel back to the top of the order. Couple of big knocks. Grayson Schaefer, an RBI ground out. Not a hit, but drove in a run as a weak bleeder down the third baseline. Foul. Keeps the count 1-2 here on Onati. Alex Brody's RBI double brought in the second run. Just a huge offensive output in the inning. The 1-2 pitch coming here once again to Onati. This one also lined foul down the third base line. This will be the 36th pitch. That was the 36th pitch, the 37th to come here from Aiken. Only two RBIs for the Raptors as the 1-2 misses up and out. First run came in on an awkward error on defense for Lakeshore from the second base, Sean Strittmatter. Overthrew the first base bag with Hendrickson and Max McGuire, who put that ball on the ground, was able to motor all the way from first to third. The 2-2 fouled away from Onati. A good fight here from the two-lane product. The catcher, Kibler, didn't leave his position behind the plate to go get the ball that ricocheted all the way behind the backstop. It was the first baseman, Hendrickson, running from first to behind home plate in the CUW logo to retrieve it, but McGuire had already taken an extra two bags in the process. From there, it was the RBI ground out for Schaefer and then the RBI double for Alex Brody. Jake Beauchesne doubled in between that as well. 2-2, misses up and out. Onati's worked a full count in his first plate appearance. First of quite a few 105 first pitches. That tends to be the theme for Sunday baseball, but there's a couple Sunday night games in there for the Raptors this season as the 3-2 is swung on and missed by Onati. Two up, two down, both by way of the K for the right-hander Aiken here in the second. The only two games that don't start at 105 this year on a Sunday for the Raptors are 505 road games in back-to-back weeks. July 14th at Kalamazoo at 505, and then the next week, the day before the All-Star break, at La Crosse. First pitch to Miles Vandenhoevel, taken right down the middle for a... Vandenhoevel led off the ball game by drawing a 7-pitch walk back in the first, came in to score on the error that Max McGuire reached on. The 0-1, a fastball that misses inside, evening up the count on Vandenhoevel. The 3-hit game for Miles last night also reached twice in the opener of the home-and-home with the Woodchucks on the final day of May, Friday evening. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, missing outside for ball two. For the Chinooks in the bottom of this inning, 7-8-9, Hendrickson, Strittmatter, Fowler, lefty-righty-lefty against the right-hander for Wisconsin Rapids, Tristan Krusenberry. Out of the windup, Aiken is 2-1. One, hit in the air, left field, Fowler coming in on it. Just has to move a couple steps to make the catch and retire the side. A 1-2-3 top of the second for Cohen Aiken. Gets the Chinooks back into the dugout. We head to the home half of the second here from Moonlight Grand Field. It's the Raptors 3 and the Chinooks 1. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
An inning of work at 24 pitches for Tristan Krusenberry. Sees the right-hander back on the hill in the bottom of the second. Rafters remain up 3-1 here at Moonlight Graham Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters here in WFHR. You can find all 72 Rafters games right here this season, whether on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on the Civic Media app. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's presentation. It's the first of many Sunday ball games this summer. You get the first home game at Witter Field on a Sunday to come next week at this time, a 105 first pitch against the La Crosse Loggers. Begins a home-and-home series with the Loggers. The team will then go to La Crosse for a Monday night battle. The left-handed hitting first baseman from Lincoln Land Community College, Andrew Hendrickson, awaits the first pitch of this frame from Krusenberry. This is low for ball one. When Aiken working a 1-2-3 top half of this frame with a couple of punch-outs and a fly-out induced from the 8-9-1 spots of the Rafter order, 1-0 pitch dribbled foul down the first base line. When we get to the top of the third for Wisconsin Rapids, lefty, righty, righty, Boston McGuire Schaefer duo. But in the meantime, Krusenberry's got three outs to get here in this inning. The 1-1. That one misses low and out for ball two. Hendrickson has played in four games this year, played in both games of the home and home with Madison on Friday and Saturday. 2-1 pitch. Hit on the ground. Foul once again down the first base line. Count evens 2-2. He's 1-for-10 this year, his lone hit coming in the second game of the season at Kokomo. 15-10 win for the Chinooks. It was the comeback effort that they had on Tuesday. The 2-2. This is upstairs and outside for ball three. Since then, against Royal Oak on the road on May 29th, 0-for-2 the run scored. It was 0-for-2 against Madison on Friday and 0-for-4 last night. The 3-2 pitch from Krusenberry. This is a weakly hit, foul ball popped up behind the third base dugout of the Rafters. Count remains 3-2 on Hendrickson. It's the second baseman hitting from the right side. Sean Strittmatter in the on-deck circle. To follow him is Jace Fowler. The 3-2 once again from Krusenberry. Popped up, left side in foul territory. Schaefer, the third baseman out in front of the Rafter dugout, shading the sun and making the grab in foul territory for the first out of the inning. Appears to be a pinch hitter in the spot of Strittmatter here, the second baseman. The first pitch to Zan von Schlegel. Hit on the ground down the third base line. Glove by Schaefer. Throw from behind the bag. Bounced in and picked by Max McGuire. That's a beautiful play from Grayson Schaefer. Two up, two down here in the bottom of the second. Grayson Schaefer involved in both outs of this inning. It'll be bring up the nine hitter, Jace Fowler. Hitting from the left side with two down and nobody on in this bottom of the second. The first pitch to him. One misses up and out for ball one. Didn't even hear the PA announce of Von Schlegel, the right-handed hitting infielder. Appears to be in now and playing second base for Strittmatter. Had that costly error back in the top of the first as the 1-0 swung on and missed by Fowler. Looking at Fowler, 7 for his first 22 in all six games for the Chinooks. A 322 hitter, if you're doing the math back at home, is a 1-1 fastball fired in there for a called strike. Krusenberry ahead 1-2. A 1-2 This is low and outside. Count evens 2-2 here on Fowler. Fowler, the Indiana State University redshirt freshman, awaits the 2-2, swing and a miss. Krusenberry collects his first strikeout of the afternoon. He responds to Aikens' 1-2-3 top half of the second with a 3-up, 3-down frame of his own. We're through two here at Moonlight Graham Field. The score remains 3-1 in favor of your Raptors. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Two, three, four spots do it for the Raptors in the top of the third inning from Moonlight Graham Field. 3-1 the score. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here on WFHR. All three runs for the Raptors put up in the top of the first inning. Lakeshore responding with a run in the bottom of the frame themselves. That's where we stand right now. Three runs on two hits, no errors for the Raptors. A run on a hit and two errors for Lakeshore. Trotter Boston to lead off this inning. The shortstop for the Raptors grounded out to his shortstop counterpart, Rossler, back in the bottom half, or top half of the first inning, I should say. Getting back into that Witterfield mindset, it was a fun four-game homestand. Four straight 6:35 first pitches at home Tuesday to Friday this past week. First pitch to Boston from the right-hander. Cohen Aiken misses low for a ball. That was the 45th pitch thrown by Aiken this afternoon. He's thrown two innings, allowed two hits. Three runs, two of them earned, a walk and three punch-outs of Raptor hitters. The 1-0 to Boston is swung on and missed. On deck, Max McGuire, Grayson Schaefer to follow. Two bats who had very productive days at the dish yesterday in that 17-10 loss to the Woodchucks. 1-1. Just missing outside. We have an appeal on a check swing from Boston from the home plate umpire Anthony Atkinson to the third base umpire Hudson Boucher. No swing. So the count moves 2-1 on the Tabor College product. The 2-1 pitch. Skied in the air. That'll stay on the infield behind the second base bag. Calling everyone off is the new second baseman, Von Schlegel, to make the grab for the first out of the inning. For Max McGuire, reached on an error made by the at-the-time second baseman, Sean Strittmatter, back in the first inning. A throwing error on what looked to be a simple 4-3 putout that was wide of the bag and over the glove of the first baseman, Hendrickson. McGuire advanced to third on the error. The first pitch to him misses low and out for a ball. Miles Vandenhoevel was on third base at the time, so he was going to score regardless whether the out was made or not. Some good hustle from McGuire and a lack of awareness from the defensive efforts for Lakeshore allowed him to advance an extra 180 feet. 1-0 pitch. High chopper on the ground down the third base line. Scaldiferi will glove it, but just foul, says the third base umpire Hudson Boucher. So the count evens 1-1 here on Max McGuire. We look across the Northwoods League on the first Sunday of the season. We'll have our standings update as well. Always love looking across the rest of the league. Now 26 teams, the largest summer league in the country, and now its 31st year. Waterloo Bucks picked up their first win last night in Kenosha, and they return home today as the 1-1 pitch misses low and out to Max McGuire. The lacrosse loggers lead the Bucks from Riverfront Stadium 4-0. They get 5-0 now on a solo home run. Capital Credit Union Park in Green Bay, the side of the Mallards. And the Rockers, the 2-1 foul back by McGuire to the screen to make it 2-2. Madison 3-3, Green Bay 1-5. 3-1 the score in favor of the Rockers in the bottom of the third. Obviously, our 3-1 score here from Moonlight Graham Field, formerly known, I guess you could say, as Capco Park. The 2-2 to McGuire from the right-hander Aiken. He got him looking. McGuire down on strikes, two up, two down for Aiken here in the third. He settled in nicely after that three-run first inning, now retiring the last six Rafter hitters he's seen. Out at Hare-Baker Field, another battle between Wausau and Fond du Lac. 6-0 Woodchucks lead the 3-3 Dock Spiders 2-1 in the bottom of the third. Another 2-1 ball game out at Homer Stryker Field, home of the Kalamazoo Growlers. The 2-4 Growlers leading the 5-1 Traverse City Pitts Spitters by a score of 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Grayson Schaefer misses low for a ball. Knotted up at Simmons Field, 0-0, one of the ESPN Plus games this afternoon between the Kenosha Kingfish and the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. And some later starts, we have a couple of evening games and mid-afternoon battles as the 1-0 swung on and missed by Schaefer to make it a 1-1 count. The lone 3:05 Central game here this afternoon, Badlands at Duluth, the 3-3 Big Sticks, and the 4-2 Huskies will do battle at Wade Stadium. Tyler Conklin, the probable for Badlands, as the 1-1 foul back by Schaefer to make it 1-2. Gilbert Saunders will get the ball for the Huskies. Bismarck will go to Minot. Corbett Field, the Minot Hot Tots at 1-3, hosting the 3-3 Larks, a 4:05 Central first pitch. Another 4:05 Central first pitch. The 5:05 local time for the 1-5 Kokomo Jackrabbits, hosting the 2-4 Royal Oak Leprechauns. 1-2. This one bounced on the ground over to third. Glove by Scaldaferri, throw over to first, dug out by Hendrickson in time. A 5-3 putout as the Rafters go down in order 1-2-3 for a second straight inning. We head to the bottom of the third for Moonlight Graham Field. Score remains 3-1 Rafters over the Chinooks. For Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
On good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got
to
be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Mm. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Tristan Krusenberry out for his third inning of work. Rafters remain with a 3-1 lead here from Moonlight Graham Field, home of the Lakeshore Chinooks. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters here on WFHR. It's the third road game in the seventh overall contest of 72 for the Rafters in this 2024 Northwoods League season. Top of the order due up for the Chinooks in this frame, it's Prince Dubosky, Gabe Rossler, and Dominic Kibler. Talking about the rest of the Northwoods League games going on, we left off the mid-afternoon slate, 3:05 Central, Badlands at Duluth. Bismarck at Minot, 4:05 Central, another 4:05 Central game, 5:05 in the local time at Kokomo, the Jackrabbits and the Royal Oak Leprechauns, another 5:05 Eastern, 4:05 Central game at Port Arthur Stadium between the 4-2 Eau Claire Express and the hosts, the 5-1 Thunder Bay Border Cats. First pitch breaking ball from Cruz and Barry.